Say, we appreciate being here tonight. Appreciate what we've heard thus far. And like we always feel like we really don't got a whole lot, but we just want to be willing to do. And, well, I'll just tell you, well, after Randy sent us a text earlier today, we was just thinking about something. And I guess I couldn't get over, for one thing, the song that Brother Danny led last week. And that, when that song, it was, Is Not This the Land of Beulah? But I guess there's a portion in that song that kind of coordinates or helped me have the thought that I have, I guess you could say. And the second verse of it, it says, I can see far down the mountain where I wandered weary years and often hindered in my journey by the ghost of doubts and fears, broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all away, but the Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. And I'm going to go ahead and read a verse out of this other song here. The last two verses of this song, it says, let not conscience make you linger, nor a fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to fill your need for him. Come you weary, heavy laden, bruised and mangled by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. What I've been thinking of today was the word lingering. There's a lot of things that we let linger in our minds that we let hinder us. Just like in that song said, there's ghosts of my past failures that I let linger day in and day out. And nobody does that to me but me. And I don't have to do that. I can go on, and I have at times. At times I've let it hinder me. At times I've been able to put it off and press on just like it went even there. But it was through His strength that I got past it. But I guess, too, what I was thinking about lingering was, we're the type of people that linger. There was a group of people that Jesus spoke to. He said, you follow me for the bread and the fish. You ain't hear about the miracles and about me. In other words, I'm just going to paraphrase it for him. You're just lingering around is all that you're doing. And on over into Scripture, he got to a place where he talked to the lingering people. And they left. Now, they still got the fish, and they still eat the loaves, but they missed out on the most important thing. He looked at his disciples, and he asked them, said, you going to leave me too? Peter spoke up, and I'm going to paraphrase all this. I'm just going to tell you, we're not just lingering around. We're here for you. because you're the one that has the words of eternal life. We just ain't lingering around. On over in the scriptures, one part says, you did run well. What did hinder you? Them doubts of ghosts and fears, because we let them linger around. And it has caused a lot of people just quit. Now, I don't want you to take me wrong. If you just want to come and linger around, there ain't no better place to linger around than right here. I ain't trying to tell nobody not to. But if the fish and the loaves is just good enough for you, you're going to miss out on a bunch that God has for us. You see, there was one time where I didn't have no choice but to linger. Back under the law, I couldn't get in. I just had to linger around. But there came a day and before that day, Christ came to the point to where he said, nevertheless, thy will be done, not mine. He didn't come down here just to linger around. He had a purpose. And he had to get himself to that purpose and accept that purpose. And when he went and he died on the cross, the Bible said that the veil was rent from top to bottom, and I didn't become a lingerer anymore. He gave me a way in. There's a lot of people that still just wants to linger around when he's gave us access to the fullness of what he's got. We don't have to linger around. But like I said, if this is, Randy even said this years ago one time, he said to the 11 o'clock comers on Sunday morning, if that's all you can do and you're okay with it, just keep coming at 11 o'clock. Because summer's down the line, you'll hear something that might help persuade you to come at 10 o'clock next week or come on Wednesday night. We don't have to be lingerers. We got everything that we need. You know, the prodigal son, he told his father, he said, you give me all that's mine. Jeff, he didn't just think about it that day. He'd been letting that thought linger for a long time. Wonder how I can get down there. Wonder what I can do. Because I've heard people talk about the good times that they've had. And them thoughts started lingering. Until one day, he figured out how he could get this lingering thought put into action. All said and done, we know what happened. The father gave it to him. He went down, wasted it, lost it. And then he realized, I don't have to be a lingerer down here. I can go back home to my father's house. The Bible teaches us to not give place to the devil. And a lingering mind, I'm going to tell you, through experience, he will keep on messing with a lingering mind. If you don't put, now I'm going to say this, I got saved, Jesus went into my heart, but I have to put him in my mind. He didn't just go and take over charge of my mind. And that's the place that the lingering goes on, because my heart knows when he says, get up and testify, I know it's him speaking to me. But there have been many times, Brother Steve, where I've sat there lingering because I thought this and I thought that. Somebody else sounds better. They done heard my testimony. Because I've lingered, I walked out of here without a blessing. Just like in the verse of that song, it says that you're brokenhearted and your wheels broke, things going wrong. See, it says if you linger until you feel better, you'll not come at all. One of our neighbor's son was having some bad things at the time, losing his car, losing a bunch of stuff that he had. He sent word out, pray for me, pray for me. Him, his wife, they were still married but separated. And I told her, I said, I thought about sending him a message telling him I was praying for him. She said, well, do that because he just might need the encouragement. So I sent him a message, told him I was praying for him. A couple weeks down the road, he had messages posted out there. Everything's fine now. He got his boat back, got his car back. Got him a new girlfriend and him married. And then everybody listened down through there. Oh, she's pretty. Oh, I'm glad things looking better. And I put down there, I said, I'm still praying for you. And he texts back and he said, well, I appreciate it, but things is better now. And I said, I'm going to tell you. I said, God does not answer prayers for you to go back out in a sinful nature. He don't do it. Now, I'm going to tell you what happens sometimes, or in my belief what happens. Some people gets almost to that point of coming to the Lord. And I believe the devil even backs off sometimes and lets something other good happen to this man. Because this is what help that they want anyway. Well, I'm going to take that back. They really want this help. But they want to accept this help. I've often said, even some of Daddy's grandkids he asked prayers for, they'll say, I need help. Well, they don't want the help that we want to give or the help that we got to give. Matter of fact, and he'll testify to this, he's been told this a time or two by a couple of them, Jesus, 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 that's all I ever hear out of you. Where they keep coming, lingering around. That's what they're going to hear. But the mind, and I'm notorious about the mind. I can speak a long time on it because I'm an expert on what this mind is bad about doing. But I'm also grateful of what this heart can keep this mind from doing. But if I linger around long enough, things is going to happen. So there's some good lingering that you can have, but there's also some bad lingering that you can have. So if you just want to come and linger amongst us, come on. Because hopefully we'll have something other that can help that lingering to get involved with us. Because there's no good out there in the world. The world does not and cannot love you like the church can. You say, well, there's a bunch of people out there loves. There's not an agape love. Because I'm just going to tell you what the scripture says. He that knoweth not God knoweth not love, for God is love. Now, there might be some people out there that might not want to harm you and see some good to help in you. And there's some good people out there. I ain't saying that. But I'm just saying that nobody can love you like God and the church can. So if you're going to choose to linger somewhere, just come on in here and linger. Because as long as you're in here, you ain't out there doing what your lingering is trying to get you to do. But even the folks, God told them, you're just here for the fish, And when the lingering was over, they went home. But he had a few. But he had a few. That says, where are we going to go? And if I asked every hand in here, I've tried Summers Else. I'm just going to tell you. And that Summers Else don't want me. You see, the world really don't even want you. They just don't want you to be the Christian that you need to be. Somebody earlier this week is talking about people never made, and the natural aspect of speaking is misery loves company. You know what makes miserable feel miserable? Good. But if they can tear that good down, they don't feel as bad as what they normally would. Lamar Beeson always said this. He said, from the beginning of time, evil has always tried to get good to do bad. He said, and it won't ever happen. Because good will always be good. He said, now I've done bad. He said, that good on the inside of me ain't never did bad. Because somebody came to Jesus one time and said, good master, and he even said, why you call me the good? He said, when there's none good but the Father. So if there's any good in me, it's going to come from inside of me. From that one that lingered around long enough at night to receive that salvation that was offered to me. But when you leave out of here, there's going to be thoughts cross your mind. When I leave out of here, there's going to be a bunch of thoughts cross my mind, I'm going to tell you. Because I beat myself up more than anybody does. But if we let them thoughts linger, we'll miss out on some blessings. Because we know the truth. I know it exactly when it speaks to me. I don't always obey it because I let this thought linger. Somebody's better than me. Somebody sings better than me. Somebody testifies better than me. But also think of this. The Spirit come to you for a reason. You might think, I ain't got nothing that can help nobody. But you have. Somebody's sitting somewhere or somebody's listening now. I guarantee there's a thought crossing their mind saying, I'm going through something that nobody else has ever been through. You ever thought that? I've often said this. I'm grateful for Crafton, Randy, and all my elder preachers that gets up here and confesses some of their downfalls sometimes about the thoughts that they had or their failures. Because I know how I felt, and I still feel whenever I do, and I'm thinking, man, I'm the only one ever does that. But then all of a sudden, here comes one of the elder preachers, stands up and says, let me tell you what didn't happen one time. I didn't make it over. So we all need each other, and we need to help each other, pray for each other, because we all have got lingering thoughts. Matter of fact, he says this, let this mind of Christ also be in you. Now, he didn't put it there. He puts it here. And this is the battle that we face every day on jobs, here at church. It don't matter where you are. When I walk in, the devil walks in. Now, he don't always win, and we know that. But I've let him, because I've let him linger sometimes. But it's just not linger. So, but that's what I thought of today and had on my heart today. Is if you wait until you think you're better, you won't come at all. I think that song, Almost Persuaded, said almost is but to fail because somebody lingered. King Agrippa, whenever Paul went and spoke to him, Paul told him, I can see that you believe. But because of his lingering thoughts, he said, "You almost had me. You almost had me." So, but that's what I feel. Anybody got anything they'd like to say or do before we go farther in the service?